remember that you have not started his life. And
you are not clapping for Jesus.
Stand up and clap. Stand up and you and Jesus, you are not mates. He's not your mate. Finish the testimony.
He said that the mom and the grandmother in America, that they go to different hospitals in America because of it.
Wait, and so yes. Don't say it's because of health care. The mom and
the grandma,
the grandma are where? In America. And they have gone to different hospitals. And they found out that Mpurao cannot be handled by doctors. Mpurao needs power. Even if the issue has lasted your great grandfather, your grandfather, your father, today we put a stop. We arrest it. As I'm talking now, God just told me, this is not what I want to teach small. God will help me, I must do it. But there is somebody here. There is such a thing as the spirit of poverty, James. The spirit of poverty. I know some people don't, they say it's because you are not working hard. You don't know anything. People work hard. Work hard. In fact, the spirit is so bad that if you give money, it will be lost. If they give you 100,000, you won't know what you did with your 100,000. How many of you it happens to you? You are under attack. You are under attack. That spirit will never allow you to achieve anything tangible on this earth. The spirit of poverty. If you doubt it, I will ask God to help me and cure it. And then you will see what will happen here. The spirit of poverty. I akochagido geaka. Nothing can stay on your hand. Nothing. Even if they give you 5 million, I'm telling you. Oh, go then your 5 million. After 2 months, Imam Fuzi the month, you can't see it. It's the spirit of poverty. Huh? No matter how much you give the person, some of them will be running and waste it. As I'm talking, you will realize that that's what is troubling your father, and you have collected the anointing. Tell yourself the truth. Forget that you are well dressed. Just because you are well dressed has not changed anything. Demons don't respect your good clothes and your pancake and foundation. They don't even respect your certificate. Somebody will carry 2-1 and will never get job for 3 years. You are under attack. The only one they will be inviting you for 2-1 is the one they will say BSc, salary 10,000. Sometimes me, power have to work for me. Power, 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 power. Poverty is a spirit. As I'm explaining it now, you are not seeing it. Some of you, your father have told you how he used to be a millionaire, how he used to move with these people. You say, ask him, what did you achieve? Even his own house, he cannot. The spirit of poverty doesn't necessarily mean you will not touch money once in a while. It's just that it will never be useful for you. Yes. Yes. Even pastors. A pastor will come and pray for somebody who will become a millionaire. But that pastor, his children will not go to school. To eat will be wahala. I say it's a spirit. I'm telling you. The person will leave your prayer where you pray for him and go to another place and do thanksgiving that is up to 5 to 10 million and come back and say, Pastor, manage 2,000. the sharing cable. God is choosing you. You are a powerful man. Is poverty the spirit? Poverty the spirit. You need to be free. When we stop here, this is what I know. You have to battle it before you now go and work hard. When you finish with the spirit, you now go back and what? Work hard. People have been working hard, and hard is now working them. If you see the shape of their head, that's not how God created it. It's poverty that shaped their head, realigned it. Let's finish the testimony. Where is Dennis? Come and finish this. What's the name of that thing in
Mpurang?
I'll not forget it. So what now happened? Give him. Let me hear you speak.
Praise the Lord. When Papa was speaking, I put my eyes and I was still scratching it inside the church yesterday.
Yes.
I was scratching it and I prayed. So when I prayed, I forgot about it. So something in me said, this thing will still go and come back, because sometimes it will go. After 3 days, 1 week, we still come back. But when people were testifying, and I remember that since morning, I've not even seen the symptom at all.
So since morning, not even the symptom. Come here. Does Usher need a healing? You know, sometimes when you are preaching and doing healing, pastors will be sitting in pastor's seat and they'll be doing like this. Have you not noticed? How many of you, your father, your parents are ministers of the gospel? Raise your hand. The kind of drug they take in your house, if it's not, you will not believe. At some point, you begin to doubt whether your house is a chemist. A point we reach, somebody, either your father or your mother, can mix drug for you. Or see, he tell you, tinye chlorophenicol, tinye panadol, then tinye multivitamin, and then ampiclox. There is a way. If your house is like that, then add tetracycline. That means your house, your parents are suffering. They are pastors, but they are suffering. They need their own medicine. That one, in case they are praying for people, is working. They need somebody to pray for them. But pastors will not agree. They will be doing as if they can't die. They can't die. They can't die. Pastors, 40 years, 50, 60, they will die. Why? They are suffering sickness, and when you are doing healing, they will pack like this. Especially modern day pastors, they will be doing like this. Hey, James, do like this. See, better as a man of God, just say, Father, heal me. And first of all, your boy, there is something precious posted. The way he did it, when I saw it, what happened is good, but the way he posted it, I told God, I told him, Daddy, I'm still your boy. Before you go and take these people serious with what they are saying, you cannot tell people what to say. What you now make with what people are saying is another thing. What happened?
Okay, Papa, yesterday
when he wanted to pray for people, he exercised his faith. One of his brothers is in Ghana. He's been schooling in Ghana, but he got sick to the extent that he can't continue. 2 weeks ago, they returned him back, and when they went to hospital, they noticed that he is infected with hepatitis B and hepatitis C.
I don't know what they mean.
To the extent that the eye is too yellow.
Wait. Where are the medical people that know what he means? The way you are looking at me, you know what he means. Huh? Come and give James the mic to come and explain to us. Where he stopped, you will... No, this is a question. Assuming that you are supposed to pass your degree exam. So it's a three-part question. You will answer part one. Then Watchman Lee will answer part two. Then who will answer part three for us? We are all the medical people. Huh? Raise your hand before I will point you. You are the one that isn't supposed to answer it for me. So answer part one. Assuming is you need it to pass your degree exam. Answer. Hepatitis what? B and what? And C.
Okay, sir. Hepatitis B and C is a viral disease. As of now, hepatitis B does not have cure. They said it.
But I was reading something online. They said they made breakthrough. I think I'm faster than you.
No, it has a vaccine. It can be prevented, but it can't really be cured. It affects the liver. It causes liver cancer. Very deadly.
Which one did you answer now?
Hepatitis B.
Same
with hepatitis C, sir.
So why is it called B and C?
They are different. They are caused by different viruses.
What is even hep? Okay, give this person to answer. This is, you know, we have answered part A. Okay, part B.
B, hepatitis C goes with genotyping.
Okay.
A true genotype.
That is C.
Yes, C. And it's low. The more he goes, the more he'll be low. The viral will be going up. True genotype, hepatitis C. Yes.
So, you know, if you want to be good in the healing ministry, before you know it, you will be a medical personnel. I'm telling you, the kind of things you already know now, just because you are doing healing this thing. If you follow Charles and Francis Hunter, you will think you are an orthopedic surgeon. I'm telling you, I was watching them many years ago, and they said that if you have waist pain, there is a way they call it LSD something something. Come on, let me show you something. Sorry, this is a practical class. Stand like this. You are seeing him on the camera, right? Stretch your hand. Stretch it. So his hand, you can see that his hand is equal. Is it not true? Do you have any pain at the back? It's expected that if your hand is equal, you will not have pain in the back. You not have pain in the waist. You not have pain. So one of the things I learned from that study is that anytime, are you with me or should I stop this one? Anytime that you see pain, at any part here, it means that somewhere, maybe on the hands or in the legs, is either shorter or longer. So if it's longer and you command it to align, then the pain will leave. Why is this two sisters? Am I saying anything wrong? So you can be seated. So all of you, just do your hand like this. Let's see if it's long or short. Check your own. If you have an obvious shorter one, come, let me pray for you. Check. If you don't, just reduce your hand. If you have an obvious shorter, stretch your own. Let me see. Come. This is why we are here. Stand like this. Stretch it. Let me confirm.
which one is longer now? The right. So I want somebody else to come and be confirming the thing as it's working. Somebody that is not a worker in revival hall. Come. Because if he's Victor now, he might be. Father, in the name of Jesus, nice. No, don't worry. Go. This one doesn't involve you. Nothing will happen to you. You will not fall. Go out in the name of Jesus. Out. Left. Go. In the name of Jesus. Left. Go. In the name of Jesus. More. Just maintain it. In the name of Jesus. Go out. Arise. Arise. Sorry for making you stand this long. Arise. Become 50, you will now notice that you are now having, there are people that have more pain than others. When you read, for how many hours do you read before your own pain will start? Huh? You have never had pain. With all this hard work you are doing, you are blessed though. How many of you sit for 3 hours and then your back will start paining you? But later it will stop. So your own might not be obvious now until you start growing. It will start becoming obvious. It will start becoming, if you ever have any injury around that area, it will become very, very obvious. So let's finish our medical reports. What's your name?
Namdi Chinedu.
So
it goes with the genotyping. If your parents are in that area, you can easily carry it along. It goes with genotyping, but I see. That's how it is.
So what now happened? Where are my coordinators? What now happened?
So while we were talking, I was like, okay, I told him to go to the hospital, do it, do another test results, then get back to me this evening. But he hasn't gotten back to me. So I called my sister when I went outside. I said, okay, what's up now? How about, because of the thing came with the very yellow eyes. I mean, his eyes is very yellow. So I asked her, I said, what's up? Go and check. How is his eyes? She said, the eyes have been better today than it was for over 2 weeks since he came back.
Clap for Jesus.
So definitely, I know it has gone, and it has gone forever.
I want to see that. Me, I'm not involved. I want to see that report. We banish the report of Satan in the name of Jesus Christ. I say we banish the report of Satan in the name of Jesus. I say we banish the report of Satan in the name of Jesus.
Papa, meanwhile, he used his WhatsApp and recorded your prayer and sent to the guy. That's how the whole thing started.
Okay, he recorded the prayer and sent to him.
Yeah.
So he now followed up through the prayer.
Yes, sir.
There is nothing we have not. Somebody sent me and said that he went and HIV, all kinds of things went. Huh? You know this COVID-19 is holding people from around that your area a lot. I can't count how many people have helped from Southern Africa, from Botswana to South Africa to Zimbabwe to COVID. How do we do it? Sometimes, because if you give some people your number, they will now abuse it. So I said, what do you want? You don't need my number for me to help you. Okay, you will now come on Telegram. I will now leave a voice note for you. Because that COVID is my opinion. No, I might be wrong. A medical people. Nnamdi, I might be wrong. But in my own opinion, every virus is a demon or demon breathed. Virus is a demon breathed. That's my opinion. Because how can you not find a solution to it? God created nature. In such a way that anything you are suffering, the solution is somewhere in nature. Are you getting the point? But there is no solution for virus. Or have we found a solution now for viruses to kill them? Can you kill them? Vaccination, does it kill them? It doesn't kill them. It will just reduce the load. The papa and the mama are still there. If you leave them and you don't take your drugs or you don't do anything, the thing will also come back. That's the problem with this COVID whatever. They say if you are vaccinated, will you stop? They said no. But after you are vaccinated, you can still contact another one and die. So the reason why they are hustling, all the big men are hustling so that some things will happen to you is not because they love you. It's because they love themselves. And they don't want anything to, if there is that vaccination cures it permanently. They don't want anything that want to happen to you, let it happen. What's their business? Up till now, malaria kills more people than COVID. Up till today. And so that means that the reason why, in my own opinion, let me not say it, because people are now following me a lot, so that wherever your faith is, be following in Jesus' name. Amen. But I believe that viruses are demon breathed. Any other one, if you increase the heat, increase a few things, it will go down. All you need is to be looking for the genes. I don't know how they do it. Is it RNA and all those? Once you find it, you cure the sickness. This one, you know, they grill. So you know why I'm telling you this. Anytime you see a sickness that behaves like that, cancer, COVID, don't just say be healed. No. First thing you will need to do is, what will you do? I will teach you two things now. One is that you will cast out the spirit, but depending on the kind of sickness too. If that kind of disease is terminal, any disease that is terminal, any sickness that is terminal, is caused by the spirit of death. You will only end one. In fact, from our studies in healing ministry and all that, sickness is termed incipient death. You know what is incipient death? Incipient death is a death that happens over time. Sickness comes. If you are sick and you allow yourself to continue to be sick, what will finally happen to you, James? You will die, is it not true? So that means when sickness entered, death actually entered in a measure that if it continues to grow with you, you will finally die. So when you see somebody that is suffering from a terminal sickness, sickness that doctors will now be managing you till when they can't manage you, they will now tell you, you need to go home. You need to go home and stay with your family. When you meet that kind of sickness, you will first of all bind the spirit of death. Bind the spirit of death. There are sicknesses that is not just, you don't come and say, be healed in the name of Jesus. Father, by your stripes they are healed. I pray that your healing comes on. That's why, Victor, did you not notice something? That the healing ministry on the life of Benny Hinn and the one on the life of Pastor Chris is a little bit different. Did you not notice? The reason why it's different is that the healings up there, majority of them are not caused by arrows from the village. I'm telling you, 50% of healing in Nigeria, in Africa, is caused by altars, spirits, demons. So you need to buy them. Or if you are in America, you say, the healing anointing, the healing presence is here. Hallelujah. We are going to sing it. Hallelujah. But before we sing it here, from 5 to 6, so that you agitate. You know what that one does? It goes and deals with the spiritual cause of the sickness. So that when the healing anointing comes, it deals with the physical sickness. So when when a sickness is caused by a spiritual reason, even if you take drugs sometimes, if it's a simple sickness or looking as if it's simple, when you take drug, it will go down. Then after some time, what will happen to it? Because it's a spirit. The reason why you went down is that I ate enough today. After 3 weeks, when the demon becomes hungry, it will rise up again and be collect. So you, if it's that one, you have to bind the spirit of death. So when I see those COVID, I will say, you devil of darkness, you demon from hell, I take authority over you. I bind you out. I'm not saying it because it's new. If you like, don't believe, that's your own. But I've had 80% results in praying for them. 80%. Do you know the reason why? It's simple, because it's a demon, it's demonic cases. So many people are handling it from just the healing angle. But the people that they are healing is coupled with deliverance, they have drastic results. That's why somebody like A.A. Allen, his healing ministry is not the same exactly with that of people like Benny Hinn, because A.A. Allen is a demon caster. He specializes in casting demons. That's why it is almost hard for any sickness to escape his meeting. After me, Jesus, use this man. I know medical people and medical related people will not say amen. They will not pray with me because it reduces, you know, some of these things we do in America, they don't like it. Because all, I heard that all these big pharmacies, all these people, that this thing reduces their money. That sickness is a money making machine. I just realized it. I hope you know that sickness is a what? Money making machine. The more people are sick, the more money those people are making. So they hate people like us. Our species is under attack. You see, they almost silenced the Nigerian white angel. They almost silenced him. Because that's what God called him. Him, he doesn't have healing anointing. He's standing in an office. Somebody like Benihim is also standing in an office. He will come and say, sometimes he will come and say, I step into my office and I rebuke him. I step into my office. So you have healing anointing. Benihim has office. So some people have office, some people have anointing. Huh? That's what Catherine Kuhlman had actually. When he was alive, if Catherine Kuhlman is a Trine winner, all the pastors, even the one that is saying he doesn't believe in healing, that castigating healing will start happening in his church. Why? Catherine Kuhlman is here. So what she brings is a territorial cloud. That one is office too. I know you people is teaching. And may God give you more grace in the name of Jesus. But the way I'm looking at you, even you, you know you need power. In that your clan, let them know that you are the one that have power. I got a report. I think he's the one that gave me the report that they went for one of your major conferences. And leaders like you, they were there. The demon possessed lady, they couldn't cast out the demon. They did the teaching, Bible teaching, or after doing Bible teaching, a demon possessed lady now said, They started quoting scripture that is not, you know, some of those scripture you never, you notice. They conform to letters. It will make people believe you easier. Ask yourself a question, why is this my hand normal? Why is it normal? Everybody, Jesus carried his hand like this and touched. That person never remains the same. You carry yourself and shake people. You say, I don't know, when I shook the person, something entered me. Hey! May God forgive you. Why won't something move from you and enter that person? Some of you shake somebody's hand, your hand shook and seem as if one demon. Why won't you shake somebody and the person shook? You know, what moved me to start looking for this thing was when I was listening to Reverend David Obwe in 2011, and he said the name of the message is the pursuit of God's presence. He said he came to one young man he used to know, and he met him at Freedom Square. There is a place called Freedom Square in University of Nigeria. I hope Freedom Square is still everything is intact. So he said he met the young man and he now shook the young man. The young man now shook and started vibrating. The young man asked him, "You have listened to it. What did you do to me?" So my whole body is shaking. Are you wearing a ring or something? So did you have hypnotized me? Huh? Why is my body shaking? When I heard it, I said, Chiedu, you are wasting. Chiedu, go and keep your Bible and find God. Go and, this your Bible is not inside you. Guess what? The man also said it in the next message. He said he called for a healing meeting. and said all the blind people, everybody in UN and gather, and we are going to cry all of you. So when they came, they lined up on the stage. He prayed for one person for long, nothing happened. He told God that if you don't heal somebody, I will tear this Bible. I will stop preaching and praying. As he was doing it, God told him, if you want to tear it now. As soon as you are tearing it, another person will pick that thing you teared and read it. You better go and read the Bible and find out what is inside. They are talking about tearing it. Read what is inside and practice it. You are tearing it. Who cares whether you are tearing it? He said, whether you tear it or not, I'm God. Whether you tear it or not, I'm God. It doesn't change anything. I'm all God. You know God is God, though. He said, I will not go. If you don't do my miracle, I will stop. I will backslide. As you are saying that, you will not notice if you are a woman and God called you and you refuse to do it. You and God, you will just notice that one of your children have started fire. That is God telling you, if you don't want to do it, I will collect somebody close to you. Better buckle up. Stop doing that thing to God. He is chairman. So he said, he told God he would tear the Bible and nothing happened until he met a young man. And the young man stepped on the stage. If he touched deaf ears, blind eyes, cripples, young man like him. He said, God, what is this? If you don't want to use me, kill me. When he now started praying, God told him, look at you now. Fasting, you can't fast. It's only talking you have. When it's time to talk, you carry to your owner. But when it's time for action, you disappear. Fasting, no fasting. Consecration, no consecration. Prayer, no prayer. 30 minutes prayer, 15 minutes prayer, you want to go and raise cripple. You might cancel yourself. You have not been praying, you have not been doing anything. Then the emergency came in the night and somebody was dying. You are saying, my God can raise the dead. Jesus, for it now, the person will die. The person will die where? You don't prepare for trouble on the day of trouble. You prepare for trouble before the day of trouble. Don't say it's for pastors. You don't know what will happen. And you will not call my number. It will say sweet stuff. About Victor phone is off. You will hardly get it. Anybody, nothing is coming. And the way he's looking, you have the way you are doing, you are now presenting yourself as a man of God. They will now say, man of God, come, man of God, come. We believe in your God. That thing you were preaching that day, that thing you were preaching, I believe it. Come, it's now time for action. You will now say, let me give you my papa's message so you will listen to it. You are a foolish person. That's not time for papa's message. That's not time to go and. That's the time for action. If he's a demon person, as soon as they hear your name, you are entering the door. The person will say, don't allow him to come in, don't allow him. You will now say, hey, you demon. If we have 100 people like that, all these fake prophets, fake. The reason why there is fake everywhere is because the real people have refused to collect their property. Help the young man. Things are happening already. I hope you people know. Hundred men, Babalawos that are wearing tie and wearing native. They will be put out of business. 100 men will forget mantis in any book. Why do you need fake prophets when we have seers?
Men will be seer anointed.
There is nothing like day and night for them. Their eyes is open all the time. Me, I'm not too young, Jesus. I'm not too young. Use me. I'm not too young. I'm not too young. Stop saying you are 21 years. Stop saying you are 22. How old was Senehegi? How old was Orarobos?
Holy Ghost fire.
I start my teaching, there is somebody here. God gave you a mighty gift when you were younger. The thing was manifesting, but you did not even value it much until after some time you now lost it. In fact, now you even desire it, it's no more coming. Let me pray for you now. God will restore. No, you don't need to stand up. You don't need to stand. Don't worry. Don't worry. This one is not manipulation. God will restore. God will restore. Father, in the name of Jesus, I ask that one, those people, in case you are not the person specifically and you desire the same restoration, it will come on you. Restoration, 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 Holy Ghost. Restoration, 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 restoration. One person more. One. What I'm saying will be very drastic. Very drastic. Let me see my scripture again in the book of Isaiah chapter 53. There is somebody, either you are here or you are listening to me. My target is not to teach or preach for long. You have an issue in your stomach. In your stomach, I think exactly this area. Are you the person? Stand up. Let me see if we are touching the same place. This we are touching. We are not touching the same place. Come, let me see if we are touching the same place. You, where? Come, let me pray for the three of you. Where is Victor? Come and hold this man.
In the name of Jesus. Free.
Out of him. Out! It's not complete. Out. pay attention. God is healing. If you are standing for somebody, something is happening. If you are following us online, the same thing. If you are trusting God for activation, the same thing. If you want God to work, if you want to work in December, the same thing. If many things are happening at the same time, are you hearing what I'm saying? So pay attention. Now, if we will be able to continue, I think there is a side scripture that we mentioned that will help us to balance up this text now. Show me Romans. We'll come back to this, but show me Romans chapter 3. Romans chapter 3, verse. Let's start from verse 24. Let me see 23. For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Let's see verse 24 too, after 23. Being justified freely. By his grace through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus. Verse 25. Watch. Whom God has set forth to be a propitiation through faith in his blood. Watch. The scripture is saying here that, remember, this scripture is talking about Jesus. Huh? He said that we are justified freely. Meanwhile, the justification that we are being brought into, even though it is free for you, but it is not as if it is free. Can you get the point? How many of you have heard of free education? Free education. Free education is not actually free. Because the person teaching you, they are paying the person. Is it not true? The thing is that it is free for you, but it is not as if it is free. It is free for you, but somebody has paid so that it will be what? Free for you. Can you get the point? Meanwhile, the scripture before now said, being justified freely. Eh? And the justification, the free justification, without cost, is as a result of the availability of grace. Meanwhile, the availability of grace that made it free was not even free. Grace that made it free for you did not come free. So the grace that made it free came by this verse 25. So he said in verse 25, whom God, remember he said that the grace that did it was in Christ Jesus. Now he said that God has made Christ Jesus a propitiation. A propitiation. Set forth a propitiation through faith in his blood. There are many things that have been mentioned here. Number one, say after me, propitiation. Number two, blood. Number three, faith. Say after me, faith. What are the three things? Number one, number two, number three. But you know, many times people just take, they will just take the end, but they don't know the superstructure behind the manifestation that they seek. I have a problem with that. The reason why I have a problem with that is that many times those people lack the capacity within them to replicate the result that they seek. Because you will have to be passed through the system that made something possible for you to be able to replicate it yourself. Can you get this point now? Mm-hmm. So, you need to know that even though they said this is by grace and is free. Is it free? So my job now is to show you how it was, something was made free for you. Now, if you will ever understand how it was made free for you, you will find out that everything you are hoping for, expecting, is fully paid. I heard of a story that somebody paid for I think it happened to me. I read it in a story, but many of you, it has happened to you, or it will yet happen to you. Somebody was on a train going on a travel, and then he paid for either train or ship or boat. Uh-huh. And then they were sharing food. He said, I don't have money for this kind of food, though. The money I have is the one that will take me from where I will stop to my destination. So when they brought food, he said, I'm not eating. The reason why he's saying he's not eating is because he didn't know it has been fully paid for. That the payment for his fare covers everything he's going to eat. He was almost dying of hunger before he arrived, only for him to find out that his fare covered it. The man almost cried. It happened to me. I entered flight one day, the first time. Don't say you won't do it. Don't be fast to say. Don't be fast. If you are used to flight, it's nothing. But that first one, you will behave yourself. You will behave yourself so that these people will not be doing this thing and send me back. Because it's better you have not entered, only for you to be entering inside and they will say, "Hello, sir, please, can you step down? Hello, sir, step down. Your village people have arrived." Because that thing is terrible. Nobody should hear that kind of thing. So me, I was behaving myself. I came. He said, "See, everything that's saying, I was listening. I was jotting it down." Hey. So they now was pushing something. They were pushing it like this, and it was water. I now ask myself, water inside the aeroplane, can you afford the shade? Mind yourself. Mind yourself. Just agree. It's not as if, but the one water, but the one inside the aeroplane cannot. It's not for small people. Meanwhile, it is covered in your fare. The man brought other things they are sharing. What now gave me morale is that I saw what they are sharing, and Capri Sun was inside. It's not even something serious. It's Capri Sun. I said in my heart, no matter the price of Capri Sun, I can afford it. No matter the price of Capri Sun, I can what? I said, what I decided in my heart is that let me eat this thing. There is no meat. There is no big thing. It's water, Capri Sun, and there is nothing they are sharing. You know this cake. This cake that they wrap with something white under, that's what they now gave up with Capri Sun. When they are pushing it and they say, "So you want some water? Your money is going. Anywhere you go and are speaking that kind of grammar is your money. Your money is part of the grammar. They pay them to. You are paying them to speak that kind of grammar to you." Only for me to finish, I've already opened my, I was keeping the money so that there will be no embarrassment. Need for me to feel, I check my network, check, nobody is bringing out money. I compose. Make I know to disgrace my village people. We finished, we got down, nothing was taken. I now knew by revelation that what I ate was already paid for. I put it to you that the most you have eaten out of what Jesus paid for is just your salvation. Meanwhile, what is paid for is what? The full package. Eh? And many times angels will bring it. You say, "Ah, this one is not for me. How can I be collecting car at this age? I'm too young to be collecting. I'm too young to be an importer. You are a fool." I say, Jesus has paid for it. That's what I'm saying. I'm too young, I'm just 25, I can't have a church of 5,000 people. You are not getting the point. How old was Kenehagen? How old was Renard Bronte? How old was Ben Hill? All these people were 23, 21, 22, 25. None of them is up to 30 years. None. How old are you? You are an old man. Old man, my friend. It's culture and tradition that has bound the African man. And there is nothing stopping you. All you need to do is to realize, stop functioning by the philosophies that they packed into your head. The challenges and the things in Nigeria will make you think, begin to live your life according to what is obtainable here. I said there is a different economy that the believer can pipe him into. If you are not in this level, you will not believe that this kind of ministry is inside the level. Part of the reason I refuse to allow Newe mindset to affect me. So, in other words, you can be inside the world, but you are not of the world. You can be inside the world, you cannot be affected by what is affecting them. You can be inside the Newe and decide to have, you can decide that your office and your operation will be Lagos and Abuja standard. They will tell you, wear slippers so that they will not kidnap you. Why are you hiding? You see, in this town, even millionaires, they are moving with bike. If you see people in this town, don't come and say, this guy is on bike, I'm in car, you go and push him. You don't know who you are pushing on. You can be pushing your landlord. They are on bike. I know a man that has up to 3 to 4 filling stations. He is riding bike, met 5th. The days we have met 5th, met 7th, he was riding it. It's only the wife you will know. The wife is riding Jeep. The children are flexing the money, but him, he's on met 5th. Huh? Have you not gone for evangelism and you did not have money to travel back? Come and give him mic. Come and give him. Is he not to answer me first before? Is it not true? Have you not finished and you now trek back? Wait, you don't go far. Okay, you just do. Okay, the place is very close. So you decided that there is no need. These places are trekked. Are you telling me God has not? Okay, it's not in the plans of God to take you to places that are not trekked. Have you not missed programs you don't have money to put? Have you not gone to programs and you are fasting not because God ordained it, but because there is no food and there is no money? You converted the season to a fasting season. Is it God's plan? Oh God, stop all these people converting their suffering to fasting. No food Monday, no food Tuesday. You will now come and no food Monday, no food Tuesday, no food Wednesday. You will now, if I ask you, you say you have done 3 days dry. Some people is hunger. They didn't see food Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. So if you ask them, they, in their mind, they now converted their hunger this thing to 3 days dry. Okay, you have not done 3 days dry. 3 days dry is when there is food in the fridge, yogurt, all kinds of things. Shawarma is there, chicken is there, and when you are about to start in the morning, your mother will now do omelette and bring hot tea for you in the morning by 6:30 in the morning, and you tell him, mama, I'm fasting. She say, okay. All these people, they are fasting all the time. And say, in case you change your mind and then drop it close to your door, and the aroma is wafting in, and she will make sure she is frying in such a way that you'll be hearing the sound of frying. Hey, that day we will know whether you are fasting or not. I went with one of my brothers. We traveled to Enugu. He drove me. Is he even here? I don't want to call his name. Where are you? If you know I'm talking to you, show your face. We drove to Enugu, and as we are coming down, the driver was carrying us coming down. The two people beside are sleeping. He has already started calling. He said, and asked the person, Mommy, they will call that thing. Say after me, that thing. because if okay, if that thing is not available that night, wahala. Huh? Don't fast because of condition. Some people think that they are prudent in spending. Prudent, you don't have money, you are poor. Is when you have 15 million, 20 million liquid cash. I'm not saying one that is tied up. 50 million. And then before you spend 50,000, you kneel down at your altar and ask God, should I spend? And God will tell you, Oga, in fact, because you said this thing today, don't drive your car, trek. You will tell him, yes, sir. And then you step out and you are trekking. They will now be saying in your street, this man, it be like in business, don't fold. It be like, as they are saying it, they will make sure you are hearing it, so that something is your flesh that is becoming bogus. It will now die. It will now die and die. Your flesh will die. God, I learned something this period. So you don't know things until things happen. So I got my car. Now I can talk about it because it has been a while. So where I'm living, those people, you know, I look very young. So when I come, I'm sorry if I say it in English, Umu boy, they think all of us are made, and me, I don't prove any point. I will wear my own this thing and we'll be moving around and all that. So some of them, if you allow them, they will do me like this. So, but and if once I come in, I will just stay on my own. So there is a way they are looking at me. Hey, maybe this young man, his father gave him money to come and pay for rent. Hey, I even saw one. He was one of the people living there, was advising me in such a way that, are you sure you will be able to pay this rent when it finishes? Hey, so when he was telling me, I didn't bother to prove any point. I was just going. Until one day, they now heard Apa in the gate. But you know, Nigerians, they like Takafo. Hey, they like gist. The most selling places in this Nigeria, people that make the most money now, are gist. Gist people. What's their name of these many blocks? What's their name? The big one. Linda Ikeja and all those people. What they are doing is Tatafo there. There is nothing, is it not Tatafo? There is nothing that sells in Nigeria like that. So, when they did pa, they now entered. One jeep, now small vehicle, but when he entered, all the ones in the compound became dwarf. Meanwhile, me, I'm dodging because I think it's David or who drove it the first time. So me, I dodged. When he came inside, I stopped at the gate, took my bag and went like this inside my house and entered. So when they packed it, they checked it. As soon as he did, Papa, all of them brought out their head. Follow my story. I'm trying to tell you something. Follow. They checked the guy. It's not somebody new. They said, maybe a new guy has entered our compound that had this big car. Me, I did not prove any point. I entered inside, they locked it. They were watching. One person now peeked where they went. They are saying, is he me? Is he not me? Is he me? Is he not me? The day I knew, I did it to them for almost 3 weeks. Until the man that is the chairman of the people in the yard now called me on the phone and said, Edu, your car is behind my own. Come and drive her. I said, my car, fish. My car can't be behind your own. Now, the reason why he's calling me and asking is to confirm. His target is to confirm that there is a car. Because me, I was deceiving them. When they said, you can't, this young man, you can't deceive us again. You can't deceive us. So, I will come park outside and then somebody will pack it and bring it to me. Until one day something happened and I have to drive myself out. I now took it, drove it out. Even the owner of the building, the woman that is, everybody now started calling me Oga. Oga. See, let me tell you. You don't know yet. Meanwhile, that's not my point. My point is this now. Something now happened and the vehicle had issue. Follow me, oh. All this one I told is not even the point. I'm trying to show you why you need to know that at a certain point in your life, the proof of your consecration is how you have these things and deal with them. If they are not there yet, you can't be tested. You are not tested yet. So, the car was not available for 2 days. Do you know the implication? I have to come down and take my bike. Listen to me. I have to be straightforward with you. So when the thing happened, I said, boy, how you go take bike now? You mad on the right car now. From car to bike. One voice now told me, to bind it, you can't take bike. You can't take bike. Is that thing has been there. He took car coming and then something happening to you to know that you have that tendency. Are you getting the point? So it became a prayer point now. I know you will not pay attention. So you know the point I'm trying to make. You don't know yourself yet until probably you marry. There are some people, if you ask them, they will say, I'm free around my ladies. I respect everybody until you marry a rich man. Huh? That's where you will now realize the way you command people. Huh? If somebody doesn't obey you, you kick the person. If you can't do it physically, you manipulate everything. That you will come physically and say, but in the inside, you are a witch. But we will not know the witchcraft in your heart until the money came, until the husband came, until the job came. Some people will not even know that they are ostentatious until some things will happen. So we need it to happen. Are you getting the point? There are some young men that said, oh God, give me admission. If you give me admission, I will use it and serve you. 2 years after they got admission, they did not pray. They did not do anything in their campus. On the third year, God allowed Satan to give them 4 carryovers. When they have 4 carryovers, they now say, God, where are you? They now remember God. Now, they did not know that thing is in them until they got inside that place. So you need it. Now, so this my scripture cannot show today. I want to show you something. What I needed to show you is that what the atonement got everything available for you. The one you have is the one you decide. You know what I've noticed about God? God doesn't force things on you. Huh? If he has, you know, have you heard the parable of the prodigal son? The parable of the prodigal son is not really about the prodigal son. The parable of the prodigal son is about the heart of the father more than is about the prodigal son. Because when the other guy came and was telling him, he said that these things have been your own. Is it not true? They are yours. Just because you have not been accessing it doesn't mean anything. So don't come and see somebody that is holy, that married good husband and they are living well and they have money and they have children, 2 boys and a girl, good job, everything working in the anointing, everything is happening for them, and as you see them, you say, these people, carnal people, they are going to hell. You are alive now. Just because you took one of the things that your father made available doesn't mean that the person that insisted for 5 cannot have it. Are you getting the point? How many do you want today? That's my this thing. Somebody came and told me and said that my sickness is God's, that God is using my sickness to test me. That God is using my sickness to test me. G- God is not using that sickness to test you. What do you have? Where have you reached that God will be testing you with sickness? Huh? If you ask them, they will use Paul. Meanwhile, that analogy is not even correct. But even if it's Paul, have you reached the level of Paul, brother? How many times have you gone to heaven? Whether in my body or not, I know not what. I know not. Eh? He began to list his encounters. How many do you have? He said that whatever is happening to him is happening to him because of the abundance of access he had, so that he will be kept in boundary. Eh? You, how many have you had? You are saying that God is testing you. Is the witchcraft, they use witchcraft and bound you. And you are saying God is testing you. Testing you for what? Oh, fire. Holy Ghost fire. Boy. Anybody here that they took your name to a shrine? Anybody here, they took your name to shrine. As we speak now, the fire of God will burn the shrine and burn the priesthood. I'm not hearing your amen in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. God is telling me that there is somebody here. Huh? One of your siblings is totally misbehaving. And you people have tried every means possible to rectify the issue. Is not working. What you don't know, this is what is the issue. The issue now is that that young man is before a shrine. Are you hearing what I'm saying? That person is before a shrine. How did I even say young man? I don't know when young man came, but the person is before a shrine. Can you lift up your hands now? Let the fire of God come upon that shrine, that temple. Now. Every one of you here, that your family member is bound, held up in any shrine, your father, your mother, your husband is misbehaving, sometimes he will leave the house, he will not come back for long. You see, you power of the enemy.
Hand to mouth. Some of them will get job and lose their job.
life is under siege. Occultic powers, python spirits, they have swallowed the stars of people. As I speak now, the sword of judgment will come now. Listen. Online, present here, the sword of judgment. The sword of judgment, all the powers and the others, bring them for me, bring them. I want to pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, let the sword come down, let it come down. Let these ones be free now. Let them 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 be free now. It's coming, bring them for me. Stronger, 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 stronger. Holy Ghost. Over it in the name of Jesus.
begin to pray. Soka bata namrekota sisanama akita kai kapa 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 kapa. The anointing of God comes on it. If there is a yoke, it's broken. Mighty miracles, signs and wonders. Angels are everywhere. pay you. If you are owing somebody, you will receive capacity to pay. I grant you advantage in the spirit now. There are two people. There is an anointing that is coming upon what you are doing. There is an anointing, two people. That anointing is called the Mimshak. It doesn't matter whether you are inside your mother's hut, inside the village. What you are cooking and selling there, people will be asking for it all over the world, whatever it is. It's the Mimshak. Let the Mimshak come. Let it rest. Everybody will ask for your goods and your services. Even your enemies will come and buy from you. You will be sold out. How can you have the right good and service, even the anointing, even whatever, and you are dying with it? From today, you will be sought after in the name of Jesus. There is another one more person that anointing is coming upon. One more. The Mimshak. Every delay in your life is banished from today in the name of Jesus. As I speak now, receive speed. Some of you, that speed will come on your legs. Some of you, it will come as an anointing on you now. Listen to me. Such as I have, I give to you. All the years you have lost, receive speed. Help them. Going under anointing. Help them. Receive speed. It's an anointing. I pray that the oil of favor comes upon you in the name of Jesus. The Bible said that the child Jesus grew and had favor with men and with God. I pray for you today. You will not just have favor with God, you will have favor with men. The oil of favor comes upon you. Listen, stop praying now. That oil of favor, come, bring that lady. Let me see her face. The oil of favor comes upon you now in the name of Jesus. Such as I have, I give to you. When the oil is very strong, you will stand before the person that want to destroy you, and the person will give you favor. He cannot even explain how he is now helping you. You can never come to a door and it's completely shut in such a way that there is no help. Receive favor, receive help, receive
favor, receive help. Receive favor, receive help. Angels, begin to drop. I can see like a cloud, a thick cloud. Yes. Testimonies are coming. From today, receive them.
Experiences in your life you cannot explain, and if you check it, you know that something is wrong with my childhood and my growing up. It seems as if some people are competing for your life. Where is Chinya? Come. I want to do adult dedication for one or two of those people. No, stand. You know what is adult dedication? Some people are dedicated to idols. They got born again, but they have not been properly dedicated. It is when you are properly dedicated, then Satan will lose many legalities he's looking for. There are some people Satan is still dragging for some things in their life. There is a level of intrusion Satan will have in your life, irrespective of the way you are praying. It will mean that something was wrong. If you feel you are like that, you have 30 seconds to come out. Just face me. 30 seconds to come out. I will count to 10, then I will stop. I didn't say everybody. No. Go, let me explain what I mean. Go back. Let me explain what I mean. Go back. Go. I'm not sure these people are among it. You have noticed that there is something very wrong about your life and your coming up. Miracle, careful, go back. You are not part of what people I'm talking about. If you think so, come and stand. I will interview you. And I just want to come and receive prayer. Hi. Okay, say after me, Jesus. If you want toy for me to pray for it, it's not the one you are using. What will you do? I don't know the history of this thing. That's the thing. Me, I don't know. So you will bring the one that has not been tampered with. When you bring it, close your eyes. Put one hand in your heart. One. Say after me, Jesus. Today, I dedicate my life. I dedicate my life consciously to you, and because of this dedication, I am free from any legal connection to any man, to any lineage, to any altar, to any cult, in the name of Jesus Christ. You see, the demon have started manifesting. People are bound. You need adult dedication. Child dedication, that one is not even serious. Is this one that you are consciously doing? We will say it 3 times. I will not pray. You will see the thing. It's a legal thing.
sometimes the power of God will come, it will not touch people in the way it should touch. Some issues will be evading the power, because what is backing it up is legal. Mean this thing now. Stop praying. Stop praying in tongues. Kai. Pray in understanding and say what I'm saying. Father, in the name of Jesus.
Father, in the name of Jesus.
Today.
Today.
I come.
And I consciously.
By my will.
Dedicate my life.
Dedicate my powers.
Dedicate my body.
Dedicate everything concerning me.
To you.
In the name of Jesus.
And by the power.
In the blood of Jesus.
I separate myself
from every legal thing that is holding me.
In any altar.
By any man.
By any woman.
By any court. We are going to say it the third time. Close your eyes. Something is happening.
Father, today,
I disagree.
With any agreement.
In any altar.
Any shrine.
Whether it's in the water.
Whether
it's
in the land.
That is done over my life.
The one I did by myself.
I renounce it today.
I repent from it today.
I come under the blood of Jesus today.
The one that is deep without my knowledge.
Today,
I come consciously
by my will.
And I reject it.
And I renounce it.
Say that for me again.
I reject it.
I renounce it.
By the blood of Jesus.
I remove myself
from the altar,
from the influence,
from the spirit,
from the cause,
from the connection.
Listen. In the name of Jesus, I will enforce this your declaration now.
Father, I come as your priest and your prophet.
I present these ones before your altar.
And I decree that from today,
that there are no more properties of anybody, anything, any place, any location, except you.
The blood speaks over them. The name speaks over them legally by the application of their will.
And because of that,
in the name of Jesus,
I remove you from every connection.
I bring you under the priesthood of the name of Jesus Christ.
I bring you operationally under the name.
I bring you operationally under the blood.
In the name of Jesus Christ, Son of God.
Every connection is broken now.
By this decree, I set you free now.
Satan, you have lost your ground now. As I speak now,
stop saying amen.
Satan, you have lost your ground now
over them,
and I charge you by the authority.
As I speak now, lose your hold over them
by power, by power, by power, by power, by power, by power, by power.
Holy Ghost,
lose your hold over them.
Hey, my friend, you are not supposed to be an usher.
Lift your hands up.
You're supposed to be here.
Now,
I see three people here.
The altars, the power, there is a man challenging.
He's saying no, there is a man.
That man and that woman, I touch you now.
Oh my God.
She is not yours. Yes, you are coming out. You will leave. Let the fire be stronger. You will lose her. It's not your property. It's not your property. Lose her. You will lose her. There is one of you. One person is still remaining. All of you, raise your hand. These people here. One of you. One of you. As I speak, let the hand of God come on that person strong. Be loosed. Be loosed. By a strong hand. Be loosed. Be loosed. Be loosed. Be loosed. Be loosed. Not your property. I establish the claim of God over this life in the name of Jesus. I nullify every other claim by the power of the Holy Ghost. Look at me. Lose it. Just look at my eyes. Lose it. Lose it. Better. Look at my eyes. Look. Keep looking at my eyes. Lose it. You are blessed in the name of Jesus Christ. You can come and cast your seed, your offering, your tithe. Next week we meet again by 5 p.m. on Tuesday. You are blessed.